This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We have been explaining net neutrality on this program for what feels like forever. The idea that all the data that flows across the internet should be equal. No fast lanes, no slow lanes, just a lane. Later this week, the Federal Communications Commission could take us one step closer to never having to explain that again. The FCC is expected to propose new rules changing how the companies that provide internet service are regulated. Best guesses are that ISPs, as they're called, will eventually come to be treated as utilities, more like phone companies than they are now, for instance. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains what that might look like for you and me.
Internet service providers really don't like the idea of being regulated like a phone company. They say that would pave the way for more taxes on consumers, like we see on our phone bills. But Congress has prohibited state and local governments from collecting new internet taxes. What about federal taxes?
We don't know which way the FCC is going to go on any particular provision.
Jody Griffin is an attorney at the consumer group Public Knowledge. She says the FCC could put a universal service fee on your internet bill. It's already on your phone bill. It pays to extend out phone service. But Griffin says the total fees collected might not change.
So there will be some people who are not paying now who would be paying something, and there will be other people who are paying now who will be paying less.
Other consumer advocates say the FCC could now delve into the issue of internet privacy.
We'll have a lot more privacy tomorrow than we do today.
That's Jamie Court, the president of Consumer Watchdog. He says the FCC could use its new authority to prevent tracking on the internet. But the key word here is could.
Everybody can keep powder dry. I don't think there are any immediate changes.
Jonathan Zittrain teaches law and computer science at Harvard. He says FCC officials seem to be just focusing on net neutrality.
These are not wild-eyed radicals somehow wanting to blow up the system.
Zittrain says, remember, this is all stuff the FCC could do if it wanted to. And that's a big if. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
If you're still confused about net neutrality, Marketplace's own Patty Hirsch explains it clear as day in his whiteboard video. It's online at marketplace.org. Check it out.